Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Stan Javier. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up beyond second. Brown can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Henderson scores. Parker moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Welch spins and fires to second, with Gallego covering, and Carter is picked off. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Phillips scores. Gallego moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallego scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. McGuire scores. Steinbach moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Salas pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Salas strikes out. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Firmin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Medina now playing first base. Mark Salas now catching. Scott Bales now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gallego is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Medina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Stan Javier now playing center field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McDowell is 0-for-3 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Medina strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.